Then.
Tears filled his eyes as Swaggart took the pulpit in Baton Rouge, Louisiana this morning to beg forgiveness. Channel 5's Tim Herrera reports tonight Swaggart is stepping down from his powerful TV ministry while the Assembly of God Church investigates him for having an affair with a prostitute.
Jimmy Swaggart's the top-rated preacher on TV. He leads a multi-million dollar evangelical empire. Now he's confessed to a moral mistake and he's pulling away from the pulpit for a while.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason. Episode 247 coming at you, Moral Compass.
That's right, folks. Which way does your moral compass point? Are you one of those people that, you know, maybe you see a wallet on the street? Do you pick it up? Do you call the person? Do you mail it back to them? Do you mail it back to them and take all the cash out? Do you just take everything of value and ditch the rest?
That's
which way does
question.
Your moral compass point?
Exactly. Right? What you heard opening the show, little screeching weasel, your morality. And before that, Jimmy Swaggart getting a prostitute.
Yeah, and I think the people with the most questionable moral compasses are CEOs.
Oh, yeah, of course. And also, like, the preachers, you know, with the taxes. They don't pay taxes.
Oh, yeah.
They, you know, they molest kids. It's fucked up, but you know what I mean?
Right. Like, they want to preach about having a moral compass while they're pointing their North Star in someone's South Pole.
Also on this episode, you'll hear an exclusive track, world premiere. Fuck Gavin or Fuckface, the Mad Axe and the Matador Project. We got some Body Amazing. Count, some Eminem, some Be Real, some Slayer, Ooh. Some Bad Religion, Moral Threat, NOFX. I don't know about Duran Duran, but it's on here. Casualties, Creator. This episode's good, man. You'll love it. And the new Eminem is just phenomenal, dude. Give it a shout out.
Yeah, yeah. Couple of tracks on there that were just like, whoo, wowzers.
You'll probably hear the one that I just am obsessed with is on here.
The COVID one? Or
yeah, Nat.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah.
And in that Body Count song, guest vocals by the dude from Lamb of God, Randy Weiss. Because we got no life. You know?
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of having no life, I was listening to an NPR, and there was some story about this doctor who had come up with the cure to all these different viruses and stuff like measles, mumps, rubella, chicken pox, all this shit, right? Most doctors don't even know the dude's name. Like, he should be like one of the most famous scientists in American history, and no one even knows the guy's name. Like,
was
shit, I don't even remember that. I don't even remember the guy's name. Point of the story is, when they interviewed the guy before he passed, they had asked him about his thoughts about pharmaceutical companies versus people and science and going about the scientific method like he did. And his answer was pretty succinct. He said something to the effect of, I would never trust anything that comes out of a CEO's mouth because he's only ever going to say something because it affects profitability.
That's right. And yeah, man, I feel bad for the homeless people. I keep Chico. So I've been like an avid follower of the Chico news ever since this pandemic started. Yeah. And they rousted everyone out, I guess, tonight. They gave him 48 hours notice and said, if you're caught in the park, like, you know, to every homeless person. Yeah. Cause it was so bad. And
like they were all just congregated there.
Yeah.
And, like a little village.
Yeah. But I feel terrible, dude, that they're homeless, but I want them out of the park. We'll have a little Matador confession later on. I've got them all twisted up about it for no reason. Well, I saw this guy today just driving a Porsche and just won't give you shit. You know what I mean?
Wait, wasn't that you? Wasn't that guy you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was me today. And I was like, almost gave this guy some money, but then I was like, man, whatever, dude. Like, yeah. You know, like...
I gotta buy 92 octane, fool. Sorry, I don't have spare change.
Yeah, there you go. After we like went to like all these this yuppie, I'd like to give a shout out to Upper Crust, the high end bakery in Chico. Some quality shit.
Only for the upper crust of the income brackets.
Exactly. And you might have seen them on Drivers, Dine-Ins, and Dives.
Mm.
Or not.
I don't know. I do know that Guy Fieri is the CEO of Flavortown, though.
It's Fietti.
Or Fietti, whatever. It's friggin' annoying and douchey is what he is.
What? I kind of like him.
Really?
Yeah, dude. His spiked hair, his fatness, his bleach goatee, you know, like... Who doesn't
button
love
up
that?
Like hot rod flame shirts?
He's straight up like Hulk Hogan if he was a food guy.
Oh, yeah, brother. A real American.
You won't hear that because I already made the show. But anyway, we're going to play some more music coming up now. So thanks for listening. Moral Compass Rhyme.
And pointing south. Towards treason.
Fuck governor, fuck base. Sunny politician turns sharp. Shut down the schools and restaurants. Finny shut down the bars. No help for Californians. Everyone is fleeing the state. Used to be the seventh largest economy. Till a pandemic hit, now it's too late. 300,000 are unemployed. Homeland, it can't continue both at once. lying, cheating piece of shit. Got no problem wearing a mask. Five people are so divided.
Bars and restaurants, eight of which are partially owned by Governor Newsom, received nearly $3 million in PPP loans.
Mayor of San Francisco turned governor. But his best friend's wife is a promoted. What's the week determined to get open? While the benefits are spread out. Fuck amateur blockbait. Fuck this democratic state. Just admit you can't handle your shit. Bring back Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We've been asking Californians not to gather with people for more than three households at a time.
Well, I want to apologize to you. Because I need to preach and practice.
I just think it's very important, doesn't it?
Harmeet Dhillon is a Republican California committee woman, an attorney who says business owners have been emailing her today, very upset about the governor's action.
These bars are like COVID. You get them right off the bat. Back to bazaars and Corona. like you took a bite off of that. Then it goes from Martian to human. That's how the virus attacks. They come at me with machine guns, like trying to fight off a net. Still stacking my chips, hoes. Higher than Shaq on his tiptoes. Top the empire state building. This shit is like child's play children. I will annihilate, kill them. I fuck around and pile 8 million dead little juveniles. Wait, children, I'll await my trial date till then. What then? Ain't nothing you say could ever trump.
Nah.
Mike Pence will get killed.
Yeah.
If you're hypersensitive, I wasn't referencing the vice president. Chill.
Yeah.
I mean, my penmanship at times tends to get ill. Violence, but with skill. That's why I hints when I write ends up with the mic and pencil getting killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still rider, die for the squad.
Yeah.
So you know which side that I'm on. If a battle line's ever drawn, but if I get involved, it'll be like canines in a brawl. But not similar to Mike Vick at all. Cause even if I don't have a dog in the fight, they ain't never gonna get rid of the fight in the dog. Got stripes like a tiger, so you might get mauled. A mic in the palms like claws, like a swing right for your jaw and rip it off with one swipe of the paw. Bitch, you still on my dick or
nah?
If I suck, your wife is a straw. I'm sick and I'm not gonna cover my mouth next time that I cough. They say these bars are like COVID. You get them right off the bat. Drained it with SARS and Corona. Like you took a bite off of that. Then it goes from Martian to human. That's how the virus attacks. They come at me with machine guns, like trying to fight off a net. Yeah. DA got that dopey sense to me. It's like pneumonia symptoms of contracting COVID instantly, which is what separates my flow from theirs, so that no one gets even close to this to pose a risk to me. So vocalistically, that's social distancing. Yeah. Flow going viral, you best stay strapped with that Lysol and get way back, get that pine saw and that Ajax, cause this dry cough is just like football umpires calling a playback. Bitch, back the fuck up like 15 yards. These rhymes call for a face mask. Another 14-day quarantine. They're cordoning off everything. This shit looking like a horror scene, like me metaphorically.
Damn.
Them stay-at-home orders seem like they just keep getting more extreme. Who knows when this nightmare'll end, like Monroe, Norma Jean. Still got that heroin, lyrical drip with that morphine and that Thorazine. Cause I'm so fucking dope, and you're a fiend. And that's the one thing that hasn't changed, for some semblance of normalcy. But I might need that hydrochloroquine, cause I got that. The dark horse, I'm a nightmare. Mom fed me Valium like air. Thought that's why they called it a high chair.
Whoa.
I got a contact like eyewear. Whoa, wait a minute, bitch, let me lie here. 2020 hindsight, my side mirror. Every year you drop the ball like Times Square. My hair trigger whenever I get an idea. It's like, fuck, now my name rings out like a sponge mop. My drip was a drop in the bucket. So that gunshot you just heard just now in that one spot just came from the 9 mil that I just got. That's big bucks and I got a full money clip and I'm loaded. I ain't even mean to go the fuck off. Totally inappropriate with an opiate, groping it while I'm holding it like a trophy. I'm hoping a little codeine will give me OD and whoa, everything is slow. I begin to floating. I know that I'm getting loaded. The pin exploded. Hiroshima with the flows of utopia with the dope. I'm an OG. I'm like the goat here to get your goat. Little bit of sodium. It's the salt when I'm at the podium. At your throat, holy camolium. In a zone with the shit I'm on. Get emodium in a commode because nobody's even close. Your petroleum to plutonium. You're a phony. I'm at the crib, but your hoe got her at the pole like voting. With no clothing, stripped down to a toe ring. And here we go with the gloating. I got my nose in the air like a Boeing. Then I got into a little bit of an argument with her, so I took a little lick of a galana. I'm finna dinner, then I hit it with a motherfucking ottoman and bitter. Then I shot her in the liver, delivered it to the bottom of the river. But I'm probably gonna jump in the water with her with a water money, cause I got a lot of it. And when it come to dripping, I be stopping like 100 miles an hour, never running out of either one of them. I gotta get it, cause these bars are like COVID. You get them right off the bat. Infected with SARS and Corona. Like you took a bite off of that. Then it goes from Martian to human. That's how the virus attacks. They come at me with machine guns. It's like trying to fight off a net.
About going crazy, losing your fucking mind, staying out too many days at a time. Yeah, I'm staring down a dark tunnel and I can't see the light. Rats crawling everywhere, you know how they be at night. I got a gun in my hand and I gotta squeeze it tight. I'm trying to get out of here, no one said it's easy, right? My stomach is queasy like I got a fucking lump in my throat. More than a decade, I'm searching and I'm hunting for hope. Soaking in alcohol, smoking, using something to cope. But how much water can you dump in your boat? For it takes my hijinks, made my eyes chink pink. When the lies stink, pockets broke, made me wanna rob things. Fuck this rap shit, my city's full of suicide kings. So from here on, this is now a do or die thing.
I got a baby on the way, mad bills to pay. But I took too many goddamn pills today. And I can't get out of this haze, out of my bed. Can't get these sick thoughts out of my head. I'm going crazy. I got a baby on the way, mad bills to pay. But I took too many goddamn pills today. And I can't get out of this haze, out of my bed. Can't get these sick thoughts out of my head. I'm going crazy.
I don't wanna talk shit, but this weed in my pocket is making me crazy. Just give me a straight jacket and lock it. I'm fueled like a rocket. The topic of conversation is I'm a little insane in the brain. And I can spark it like y'all just call me the clapper, cause old boy is a poser, taking it so far, I put you on the corner where most of my hoes are. And you can make money for daddy, just don't be mad at me, but this is what happens anytime you throw a jab at me. You could take a stab at me, it really got real, maybe it's time to put you away, only I'm still crazy. You can make money for daddy, just don't be mad at me, but this is what happens anytime you throw a jab at me. You could take a stab at me, it really got real, maybe it's time to put you away, only I'm still crazy.
Lord, forgive me, I'm surrounded by sin, insects crawling under my skin, demons knocking at the door of my mind, I feel like letting them in. You call drug dependency, I call setting a trend. I was always into drugs, just nobody caught me. I learned it from the best teachers my family taught me. I got knocked, went to trial, guess what that bought me? The aura of invincibility, you can't stop me. My great-grandfather was a doctor, his son was a doctor. Soon as I found pussy, I wanted to play doctor. In my middle school locker, I had a bottle of vodka. Took a shot at lunchtime, sprayed my breath with Panaka. I'm no psycho, my shrink says I'm a sociopath. I enjoy prescription pills and blowing that grass. What you calling big cash? I would throw in a stash. That weed you're saying's exotic, I throw in the trash. I got nothing to live for except a 40 cal slug. Waiting up in the barrel, I could take it in the mug. Everybody hates Jay, that don't faze me. I never learned karate, but I know crazy. I got nothing to live for except a 40 cal slug. Waiting up in the barrel, I could take it in the mug. Everybody hates Jay, that don't faze me. I never learned karate, but I know crazy.
Courtney, Dorcia, how impressive. How on earth did you get a reservation there?
Lucky, I guess.
That's a wonderful suit.
Don't tell me, let me guess. Valentino Couture.
Uh-huh.
It looks so soft.
The compliment was sufficient, Louis.
Hello, Halber Stram.
Nice tie.
How the hell are you?
Alan has mistaken me for this dickhead Marcus Halberstram. It seems logical because Marcus also works at PNP and in fact does the same exact thing I do. He also has a penchant for Valentino's suits and Oliver Peoples' glasses. Marcus and I even go to the same barber, although I have a slightly better haircut.
So how's the Branson account going, Marcus?
It's all right.
Really? That's interesting. It's not great.
Oh, well, you know.
So how's Cecilia? She's a great girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alan. Congratulations on the Fisher account.
Thank you, Baxter.
Listen, Paul, squash.
Call me.
What, Friday?
No can do. I got an 8:30 res at Dorcia. Great. Sea urchin ceviche.
Dorcia, Friday night, how do you swing that?
I think he's lying.
Telegram? New card. What do you think?
Oh, very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Braille.
It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing.
Look at this.
That is really nice.
Eggshell with Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice. Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
But wait. You ain't seen nothing. Raised lettering. Pale nimbus. White.
Impressive. Very nice.
Mm.
Let's see Paul Allen's card. Look at that subtle off-white coloring. A tasteful thickness on it. Oh my god. It even has a watermark.
Something wrong? Patrick? You're sweating.
say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better end, people with the same what you give, a family to clean you and call brethren. Come join us. All we wanna do.
They didn't know irreparable damage was done. They to this gentleman and all other people who are not blessed with melanin at this point in time to understand that what has happened in our history is that you have been misinformed as much as we have been misinformed. Much of the information that is brought forth, not only from Dr. Muhammad, but other areas, other scholars, are not available to you, as a sister said, in your curriculums that you have for 400 years when you did not allow us to read and write and was being hidden. Whether you, sir, personally did that or not, it was a legacy that was passed on to you. And I end by saying the Holocaust is simply the greatest atrocity on film. Ours was not film.
No apology, equality. Youth is future, let's move forward. Healthy mentality helps sanity. Melting pot, help us up, Poltenac. Facts had backwards and inaccurate. Tell folks no backing up, tracking up. Good over evil, deceitful. Morals, principles, it's simple.
What will it take to get my peoples to connect together? You know it's black excellence, 2 feet compete together. Picture a photograph of black folks knit together. In high definition, and how I would never turn my back on the block. I got the black on my back like James Brown. Boy, I'm proud to be black to all my sisters.
Mother Earth has birthed us, nurtures, it hurts us, first misheard.
To all my sisters, ain't no knocking you back. Politicians politicking with the gown and the cap. The house got flavor and I like it like that. Black girl power, yeah, I'm rocking with that. Doors is getting kicked down, statues is getting ripped down. Presidents meeting overseas just to have a sit down. They trying to keep us from running up. I never tell you to get down, it's all about coming up.
No apology, equality. Youth is future, let's move forward. Healthy mentality helps sanity. Melting pot, help us up, Poltenac. Facts had backwards and inaccurate. Tell folks no backing up, track it off. Good over evil, deceitful. Morals, principles, it's simple, son. Son.
So what are you saying?
The foundation was laid. Y'all nation was made off our ancestors back in the days. 400 years ago, y'all made us slaves, and you can hear it in the spirit coming deep from the graves. Life is a maze. Smoke so much dope, you want a day. But you ain't tripping, you getting paid. But who do you praise? But anyway, I read a history book, but I ain't learned nothing, dawg. So I read the Bible, then the Holy Quran. Went to Jamaica to acquire my knowledge. Sat with some rosters till my game got polished. The gangbang extreme with malice. Trees and degrees like I'm trained for college. Yeah, they try to keep us from running up. I never tell you to get down, it's all about coming up.
No apology, equality. Youth is future, let's move forward. Healthy mentality helps sanity. Melting pot, help us up, Poltenac. Facts had backwards and inaccurate. Tell folks no backing up, tracking up. Good over evil, deceitful. Morals, principles, it's simple, son. No apology, equality. Youth is future, let's move forward. Healthy mentality helps sanity. Melting pot, help us up, Poltenac. Facts had backwards and inaccurate. Tell folks no backing up, tracking up. Good over evil, deceitful. Morals, principles, it's simple, son.
Sociopath, biting his cheeks, trying not to laugh. Blood fills his mouth with the taste of salt. Nobody cares, but it hurts a lot. When there's a lie, when there's a lie. Sympathy for the creditor, corner office on the highest.
You want cops, crack skulls, cops, crack skulls.
all doubt the only way I do. Cause I'm on the beat of the authority. I don't need your authority. Down with the moral majority. Cause I'm on the beat of the authority. Stepped out of the line. Like a ship runs from the earth. Marching out.
All right, people, episode 247, Moral Compass. We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening via a phone because Gower's laptop died.
That's right. It went south on us.
Of course it did.
That was a compass joke.
All right, mini compass. the phone compass, you know, come on. You know you got
one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, though, like when you have a smartphone, right? Like you have so many different devices. Like you would have been burdened with all the things that you have on your phone if you had them physically. If you had a compass and a flashlight and a map and, you know, all this stuff that you like totally take for granted, right? But like, how awesome is it? It's all right there in one machine.
Pretty awesome. I can't lie. And, but you know, you're glued to it. You're addicted to it. It's definitely like suggesting what to buy or look at or. So.
Well, and that's the moral compass of it, right? Is that like how much time do you spend in it? And you know, it is like a virtual reality, especially with social media. So like, is it worth that time for that sort of attention and whatever? Like, what do you actually get in return for it, and what do you lose in exchange? And
yeah, exactly. You know? That's a good point. And we're gonna do this segment that we just created. It's brand new and it's pretty fucking good. So here it is. Matador's confessions
always turn into a rampage.
All right, so basically, we were walking the dogs when this whole thing started all the time behind my buddy's house. He lives right, his, like, fence is the back, one of the trails at Bidwell, you know?
Okay.
So we go to his house just to hang out with him because he has his mom's hella old and, like, there's a whole, he's, like, super paranoid about it because she's going to die. And it's just this big saga. Anyway, so we're just socially distancing, hanging out and walking the dogs constantly. We did this probably like, I don't know, 6 times or something on the same route.
Yeah.
And, anyway, so the route had like just tents, dude. Like the, you know, let's say 30 tents or something, or 35 tents.
Oh, geez.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like a whole like homeless city.
Yeah, and then like the 1 mile Sycamore Pool. I know you know where that is.
Yeah, you're getting a little detailed there, but go on.
No, you know, like the stupid like river pool thing, like in Bidwell. You remember that?
Oh right, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So that got completely overrun with like 50 tents, or you know what I mean.
Like that whole grassy area or whatever just
all
became
tents.
Like a
tent
city. And wow.
They're just shitting in that pool and you know what I mean? So then here's the morality part, right? So like, okay, so they're getting kicked out Saturday or today at midnight, I guess.
Yeah.
So like what is the plan? Like there needs to be like a
so if they're getting kicked out, where are they supposed to go?
Like, and then Laren saying like they'll come in here and set up tents and all this stuff. It's like, no they won't.
Well they might,
but let me take a large swig right now. Entertain the people, Gower.
That's right. And while we'll put you on a small commercial break here at Rhyme.
All right,
Freeze
I'm back.
Radio.
So, my thing is, there needs to be a mental health new deal, which I came up with. I've, like, kind of been developing it for the last couple of months. But there needs to be a one-stop shop. It's like a studio apartment. It has a shower. It has a bathroom. And it has a bed. And then you just, you know, and it also has a built-in, like, psychiatrist slash doctor facility, you know?
And where do you put these facilities?
Like, in the middle of fucking nowhere. You know?
But that's not where they are, and that's not where they go.
But that should be where it needs to be.
So, out of sight, out of mind?
Pretty much. And then, you know, and then they will wander back in, I'm sure. And then, but I think you could rehabilitate, like, a large percentage, don't you? So my moral compass is I can't take my walk, which is selfish and stupid because I'm a little 40-year-old bitch. You know what I mean? Ew, there's a homeless guy. You know, like, I don't want to deal with... And then, so that part of it, and then they're, like, destroying the place that was pristine as fuck and just this awesome walk and, you know, like, not a bit of trash anywhere, like, just awesome Bidwell Park and...
So what is the confession that has to be made here?
That I want to kick their asses out of the thing and just, you know, get the fuck out. So I feel guilty that I'm doing that. So the confession is that I would stick them in a little camp area outside of town, far from town, so they can't wander back into town, try to rehabilitate them. And I'm sure, like I was telling
you, but
then
where do they get their supplies?
You mean the drugs? The fucking,
no, like socks, razor blade, toothbrush.
All government provided.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to pay for that in your taxes, too?
No, you're going to fucking take it from somewhere else. That's stupid, you know? I don't know. Or like...
Yeah.
Yeah, the stupid... Another thing I was saying to my wife, I guess the confession isn't that bad, that I just want to kick him out of the park. But I feel bad that they're homeless, but I don't want to, like, walk where there's needles and stuff or trash in an amazing nature thing that makes this town what it is. And without it, this town's a pile of shit. You know what I mean?
Bro, yeah, no, I mean, before all this shit went down, too, like, I took DJ EJ to go see Hamilton in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, I remember the story.
We park like a block and a half away, and like the entire walk there, it's like people are just like shooting up right in front of us, like pissing in a bottle, shitting on the street, like just right in the fucking open in the pub, like, and they're completely lined up against the side of the street, like 2.5 blocks of just homeless people lined up on the side of the street, shoulder to shoulder. It's like fucking zombie land, man.
Yep, and that's the whole thing, and it's depressing, and then it's like, okay, so we need to socially distance, we need to not spread the COVID, yada yada. At least the one thing we had was hiking in this awesome park, you know, with the dogs, they get exercise, we get fresh air, like,
we'll see.
We hang out with our friends, like, we're pretty, you know, like, and then
it's here's where my moral compass interjects, right? Because at the same time, like, you can't knock somebody for being so committed to their ideology of fuck the system and fuck the machine.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah. Absolutely live outside of it. And to you and I, you know, they may look a little crazier. They may act a little fucking weird. But guess what? They're being completely free. They are truly anarchists in that sense. Right? And so, I don't know. That creates... a challenge in your mind, because at certain times you're like, well, there's got to be some people that choose to do this.
Yeah, right? I think probably 30%.
Like, I
was telling,
to go live in the fucking woods, right? And they come out like once a year.
Oh yeah, and that sounds like way better. I don't know. It's so hard, dude.
I mean, here's the thing: like, I could go. Like, I would love to go, like, just live in nature, right? But at the same time, I also love my amenities too much, and I love technology, so it has to be that kind of, you got to find that balance between the two, right?
Yeah, I mean, living in a tent is just, fuck, man.
Yeah, like indefinitely.
Yeah.
Like, hey, 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 I don't know,
but then
man.
You, but then also you have this like pristine nature thing, you know, that's like no, right. There's not like a, any litter. There's not. I haven't ever seen litter on this trail. The more I think about it, I'm like, dude, and, it's like just amazing. That's all you know?
See. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been back out there since one homeless. And we just turned around and went back, you know. We didn't even do the trail because it was. And then they said, "Yeah, I did the trail yesterday, and it's just like 40 homeless tents and all this shit." Oh, it's like, geez. Fuck, man.
Yeah, dude. It's like, yeah, and then so like to that point, it's like, so when's enough enough, right? Like, because all these quarantine, lockdown, shelter in place things have basically said that you can't like kick them out. The cops can't do anything.
Well, no, they are now, though. But then where are they kicking them out to? I don't know. So, and now they say there's going to be strict policing of all the parks. Like, if people try to camp and stuff, which is, there's always been certain areas where there was homeless people, you know? But it just exploded into this, like, the whole thing became, you know what I mean? Fucking crazy.
Right. It wasn't like one or two or five. It was like 30 or 50 or 100.
What he said. Yes, he said it was like 30 to 40. I saw like probably 10 to 15 tents, you know.
Yeah, fucking and if you gnarly. Don't do something about it. Yeah, and if you don't do something about it now, it just, you know.
Yep, just going to get worse and worse. And also I hate that it might be someone like a waiter or a right? Some business that shut down. There's got to be at least a percentage of those, you know, newly homeless.
Oh, you mean oh yeah, absolutely. You know, so especially in like a college town where people were already like barely getting by and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just it's funny how the downtown is like such a desolate, weird shit.
Yeah, and then you know, where's the moral compass there when it comes to you know? CEOs of you know equity firms and shit that'll come in and just buy up all the properties that are all you know defaulting on their loans and shit and businesses that are going under, scoop them all up and replace them with fucking you know corporate cookie cutter bullshit and
yep,
just the way it goes, man.
No morality and that's the problem. So anyway, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for talking to me, Gower. I'm gonna put this out like right now. It's pretty sick, noise. Dude. It's got a lot
that
of
makes
weird
my moral
shit.
Compass point north.
Yeah, it's completely like just weird, crazy.
Love it.
Hip-hop. All right, thanks for listening, listeners. Moral compass, Ron.
And latitude.
Oh, problem, big moral. We don't get our morals from a book. But if you would be out raping and killing, if there was no God, well then by all means keep believing in him.
I don't need the promise of heaven to be moral. And you don't have to threaten with hellfire and torture. I use my own mind when I decide to do anything. And I'm doing just fine, yeah I'm alright, you should do the same. I don't need the scriptures you read, they teach hatred. The Bible's inconsistent, incorrect, and outdated. Hey, just be honest with yourself and think about it. This shit belongs with fiction, we'd be better off without it, without it. The Bible says kill witches, but tell me where the witch is at. Witches don't exist, it also mentions the earth is flat. This shit is crazy, the Bible writers were wicked lazy. The sun is born, they compare God to a unicorn. Hey, God is great until you figure out he's non-existent. They say I'm tripping, the truth is with me, I'm on a mission. I'll never stop until I'm dropped inside a grave. I'm an atheist and proud, I'll never live like a slave, nah. Their books are harmful, the Bible, Quran, and Torah. And if you're not pro-murder, then that's not where you got your morals. That's the part that most people don't understand. How the fuck did God give you morals through words written by a man? Not even good words, but stupid shit that's got me laughing. Like Noah's Ark, it sounds good, but never happened. Or Adam and Eve, how naive can one be? You call it parable, I say wicked and terrible. I don't need the promise of heaven to be moral. And you don't have to threaten with hellfire and torture. I use my own mind when I decide to do anything. And I'm doing just fine, yeah I'm alright, you should do the same. I don't need the scriptures you read, they teach hatred. The Bible's inconsistent, incorrect, and outdated. Hey, just be honest with yourself and think about it. This shit belongs with fiction, we'd be better off without it, without
it. What if you were born in Iraq, you pray to Allah and worship Muhammad? Or in India, you follow the Dalai Lama, probably. You'd be a Buddhist, I'm sure that you knew this. When the truth of your doctrine didn't influence your choosing it. But I know why you're Christian, do you? Most common reasons are which region you were conceived in, what your parents believed in. I know it's easy to plug your ears and call us heathens and follow Jesus, abandon knowledge, logic, and reason. There's much to gain by removing the stain of faith from your brain and throwing out your guide that teaches how to hate. It's not impossible, but probably hard. Keep plugging in till you're fully charged, charged, charged. And think about it, if God so loved the world, why do millions of his creatures starve? Starve, starve. If you need wonder, I can show you what to marvel. You can study the Big Bang or subatomic particles.
Don't need the promise of heaven to be moral. And you don't have to threaten with hellfire and torture. I use my own mind when I decide to do anything. And I'm doing just fine, yeah I'm alright, you should do the same. I don't need the scriptures you read, they teach hatred. The Bible's inconsistent, incorrect, and outdated. Hey, hey, just be honest with yourself and think about it. This shit belongs with fiction, we'd be better off without it, without it.
Threaten with hellfire and torture. I use my own mind when I decide to do anything. Human life has value until it gets. I don't lie, believe. DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.